Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
What's happening this morning, Rob?
Right, well, it's going to be about Wim Hof.
Now, who is Wim Hof?
Well, is a Dutch extreme athlete noted for his ability to withstand freezing temperatures.
Blimey.
He set a Guinness World Record for swimming under ice and prolonged full body contact with ice. And he did it for 1 hour and 44 minutes.
Is that a sport, just lying on
ice?
Well,
no, it's...
I don't think it's a sport, but it's just like, wow.
It's just...
You know? look what I can do.
That ain't the half of it, right? Yeah, he also holds the record for a barefoot half marathon on ice and snow as well. And he's the swim at a lake in Finland was filmed for Dutch TV, and the test run the previous day almost ended in disaster when his cornea started to freeze.
Oh, my God, that is...
He's so hard.
He's bonkers.
Absolute body horror.
His website is just, like, his background image of his homepage on his website is just him and his knickers sitting in the ice.
So this is why he's called the Iceman, is it?
Yeah.
I'm assuming here.
But he doesn't feel cold, right?
Tell you a little bit about him, right? And then we can have our little discussion.
Okay. Sorry, Rob.
This just proves that
I'm really excited about this topic.
I think he's a bit nuts. But anyway, in 2007, he climbed to an altitude of 7,200 metres on Mount Everest wearing only shorts and shoes.
Well, at least he had shoes on.
But failed to reach the summit due to the recurring foot injury, probably because his foot turned black and fell off, I don't know. In 2009, he reached the top of Mount Kilimanjaro within 2 days, wearing only shorts and shoes. And in September that year, he ran a full marathon in the Namib Desert, don't know where that is, without drinking any water.
This is like the equivalent of... like your teenage brother being like, I don't need a jersey, Mum. And your mum's just like, why, though? What are you standing to gain from this?
He attributes these feats of his Wim Hof method, which we'll just call MHM from now on.
MHM.
Which is a combination of frequent cold exposure, breathing techniques and meditation. Breathing techniques is to make yourself hyperventilate. That's what he does.
While he's doing all these activities?
Before he does it.
Oh, okay.
Right? Heat production... Now, this gets a bit complicated here. When exposed to cold, the human body can increase heat production by shivering or non-shivering thermogenesis.
Ah, yes.
In which brown adipose tissue, also known as brown fat, converts chemical energy to heat.
Okay. I think I do. I'm keeping up.
Mild cold exposure is known to increase BAT activity, which is the brown fat converts. Don't anyway. A group of scientists in the Netherlands wondered whether frequent exposure to extreme cold would have comparable effects. Right. So hearing about that, Hof visited them and stated that he could modulate his immune system.
How do you do that? How do you modulate your immune system?
By the breathing.
By the breathing, meditation, and getting used to cold water.
Wow. Okay. This is quite impressive. I can't even deal with a small cold. I just get grumpy and lie in bed for days. But
scientist Peter Pickers thought it was unlikely, but was impressed by Hof's feats involving cold resistance. So he and his PhD student tested his claim. They took blood samples before and after his regime of breathing, meditation, and an 80-minute full-body ice bath.
And what did they find? Did they work out if it was legit or not?
They found that afterwards there were greatly reduced levels of proteins associated with the immune response.
So what does that mean that it was working?
It was actually working for him.
Wow. This is wild. This doesn't make any sense to me, but also seems like one of those things that... Why are you doing that?
Like,
is it a spiritual thing for him, or is it like
about 17, he was like walking home or something, and he saw a frozen lake and thought, a canal, and thought, oh, I'm going to jump in now.
I think people do it because they're interested in how far they can push their bodies.
Okay.
Perhaps. I feel like that maybe that's part of it, but then at the same time...
Maybe go sleep with both windows open or something.
It kind of...
it's like the Marina Abramovich of extreme sports.
It's like how meditation can increase your brain power and stuff like that.
Okay, I get it.
But it's more like the physical version of that,
well,
I guess.
There's not a really good side to this as well, which I'd just like to point out. Wimmer's been accused of overstating the benefits of his method, giving false hopes to people suffering from serious disease.
Yeah, that's not great.
He says it has reduced symptoms of several diseases, including rheumatoid arthritis, MS and Parkinson's.
That's a bit suspect. Tessa's looking like she's got a point to say here.
I'm in a split mind about it because I think there is some research to back some of that up.
Well, four practitioners of the WHM drowned in 2015 and 16 as it suspected the breathing exercises are to blame. If you hyperventilate before submerging in water, you can experience what they call shallow water blackout.
Oh, God. That sounds awful.
He has a twin brother. And the scientists
His brother's
completely different to him, and they both had the same results when they tried to give them the flu. And they reckon it's just genetic. But why would you want
to
lay
on
ice for an hour and 44 minutes?
I actually know two.
How'd they unstick him?
I know two people who practice this breathing method.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
I've just literally never heard of it before.
There was a documentary that I watched.
You know why?
And actually, there are courses in Auckland that you can go and do the breathing method at.
Oh, seriously?
But I don't think you don't need to dunk yourself in extremely cold water.
Grizzlies takes it and say you could just have a really cold shower every day, blast yourself in the shower every
but
day.
But I think the breathing method can, the breathing method, like, perhaps is good for your immune system.
Make yourself hyperventilate.
Well, I'm not sure that it's just like as simple as that.
But that's what they're saying. You've got like hyperventilate and zen out at the same time.
I agree, it's kind of like meditation, I think.
I agree with this texter who said you can feel a bit out of it swimming in very cold water. It's kind of trippy / fun / dangerous. It's kind of one of those things. It's like adrenaline junkies. You just sort of do the thing for the thrill of it.
Mind you, I've seen it like when they cut holes in the ice and they jump in it. Yeah, in like Sweden or Finland, because they've got nothing else to do.
But I think like that's what I mean with
Netflix.
The breathing method.
I'm pretty sure they have Netflix in Sweden.
I think the breathing method can kind of make you trip out a little bit, and it can be really beneficial. It can be really beneficial for like people who are suffering.
Well, if you can do it, just think
like
about
that.
It. Two people you know, do they have benefits for doing it?
They
think
they say they do.
I
probably am not someone who would
So the main thing is it to stop you having a flu, basically, and getting unwell.
I think generally speaking mix.
I think I'd just rather have like a lemon ginger tea and maybe a lion or something.
It's like people who meditate regularly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that.
They feel generally better and think that they get
We'll do
better,
that.
Faster
don't
from illnesses.
Don't lay on the ice for an hour and 44. I was just wondering that they must have. Do they put them in a freezer?
I feel like you should go to one of these breathing classes and then come back.
I've been to them.
The Wim Hof ones?
No, I've been to a breathing thing in Auckland Hospital.
An antenatal class.
I feel like you should go to a Wim Hof breathing class and then come back.
No, just ridiculous. No.
This is going to be like the Ghostbusters thing. You're going to come round to it and you're going to come in the next day hyperventilating and be like, guys, you've got to try this.
No, I've actually been to a breathing clinic. It was really weird.
Oh, spooky. Well, if you've got something you would like Rob to text in, then give us, if you'd like to text in something for Rob to look up, then 5395 is the number.
I also want to hear if people have tried it.
Yeah, I want to know.
And did you get any benefit from it?
Someone says Google Kundalini Yoga. Is that similar? Something like that? We will give that a Google. But yes, text in your suggestions to 5395. What would you like Rob to look up for you? Anything weird, wonderful, wacky, whatever. And he will do a solid bit of research, eh, Rob?
Hopefully, yeah.
Hopefully. The Wim Hof technique. Blimey. Thanks, Rob.
Just got this text in saying Natural Ange recommended recently having a cold shower after a hot one to help with sleep, which I've been doing, it has increased my sleep tenfold, and it helps with my sports recovery and overall well-being.
Well, there you go.
At least you had
a hot one first.
Huh?
At least you had a hot one first, and then a millisecond of cold.
Blimey. Oh, well, thanks, Rob.
Thank you.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bullocks, only on 95 BFM.